Hey y'all, come on in and take a seat as we dive into finding joy. We have become a generation that looks to social media regarding everything from our hairstyles to our clothing to our morals and values. Unfortunately, social media has truly shaped some of our current lives and mindsets. Not only that, I'm sure that you have been influenced to make a purchase of an item, right? Have any of the possessions or things you've been influenced to do or buy brought you any joy? Or maybe your child or children are the source of your joy. Or maybe your man, or woman is the source of your joy. What happens when you allow earthly possessions and people to become the center of your happiness? What happens when the person you look to for happiness is no longer there for you? What happens when the things you sought after for temporary happiness are no longer of your interest? What happens when God strips you of everything and everyone you use as a source of happiness? I'll tell you what happened to me. I lost my smile. And when I say I lost my smile, I mean it literally and figuratively. My internal state was one of dissatisfaction, which lets you know that I was truly just forcing a smile when I did smile. When figuratively speaking, I hadn't truly began to smile until I began to experience God's joy within me. Let's talk. Everyone that knew me back then knew that two things were true. I used to love to party, and no matter what, I was going to church. When it came to a party, I was going to be the life of it. I found that a good time for me meant I would be indulging in alcohol and dancing my tail off. Being in that environment made me happy. I eventually came to a place of realization that I was tired of temporary happiness. I was tired of relying on substances to be the source of a good time for me. We all know that happiness is a fleeting emotion, here one second and gone the next. Happiness tends to be based off of conditions rather than an internal state. I began to desire an internal state of joy. I knew that I desired to be a better person. I knew that I desired to lead a life that was better for my physical and mental health. I knew that I wanted to truly please God in all my ways instead of compromising and doing wrong when I knew the right way. I knew that there was only one place that I could find joy and become a better person, and that was in the presence of God. So I surrendered my life. Can you imagine what happened as I surrendered to God? I'll tell you. He began to deliver me from all of the substances and people that I had relied on as my temporary fixes for happiness. As he continued to deliver me, I found myself looking back. I found myself missing those happy times, so to say. But I also found myself deeper and deeper into my relationship with God. I found myself so far away from my previous lifestyle that I knew that I couldn't and wouldn't ever turn back. That forced me to begin to grieve the lifestyle that I once knew and loved. Can we pause here for a moment? Let's talk about having to grieve previous seasons of life. As you know, we grieve when there is a significant loss. That loss can include the loss of a career, relationship, a physical state due to illness or injury, and of course, death. Anytime there is a loss, you can expect to grieve. So at times I was sad, lonely, confused, and longing for a replacement after God had removed my sources of temporary happiness. I got through those low times with God alone. I got through those times in His presence by praying and reading my Bible. I got through those times by being intentional with building my relationship with God. There were many times where I just laid on my face and cried out to God. He was there in each moment to pick me up, encourage me, and set me back on my feet in His path. I found that only the presence of God could fill the void that I had felt. I wanted to pause to tell you that it is appropriate to grieve previous seasons of life prior to being able to truly begin to live in the places that God calls you to as a new creature. It was and still is in those moments of being in God's presence that I experienced joy. I'm talking about a feeling of complete fulfillment, happiness, peace, contentment, and comfort. And the thing about joy is it isn't fleeting or a temporary emotion like happiness. The joy that God gives cannot be influenced by circumstances, and it cannot be found in anyone or anything. I am here today to tell you that what you are seeking to fill that void is only found in the presence of God. I am here to tell you that those materialistic things, your partner, your children, and your job will not be able to bring you any joy. I am here to encourage you to allow your sources of temporary happiness to be replaced with the internal state of joy provided by God alone. If you would like to read this blog post, head on over to realtalkwithkiwi.com and read all about it. Bye.